Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's day 288 of Donald Trump's administration, and we have yet to hear Mike Johnson, magical thinking Mike, Jackal Johnson, find a single thing that he wants to draw some distinction, some daylight between House MAGAs and the president. It's pretty incredible. Maybe even the vice president. Again, I'll throw in a booby prize if he finds his way to criticize J.D. Vance. For example, when J.D. Vance, just a couple of two, 3 weeks ago, defended as youthful indiscretions that vile text thread amongst these, quote, young Republicans, some who were then in their 30s, talking about gas chambers and explicitly racist, misogynistic, homophobic, like really awful stuff. And J.D. Vance was like, oh, they're kids. Nobody should judge them about that. That's fine. No, it's not. They weren't kids. It's despicable. And then a week later, one of Donald Trump's nominees, this was the guy, Paul Ingrassia, that was going to be the head of the Office of Special Counsel, again, in text messages, told a bunch of Republicans that the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday belongs in hell and said, he's got a Nazi streak, you know, leaning in. And again, there was like feigned outrage from the MAGA movement. By the way, Donald Trump today, Truth Social, posted about the New York City mayoral election and said this: any Jewish person that votes for Zohran Mamdani, a proven and self-professed Jew hater, is a stupid person. That's interesting. I just love it when Republicans are like, just don't play the race card or the religion card. Except when we do it, it's totally fine. Bizarre. Anyways, all of that is prequel that brings us to this fissure within the MAGA movement. There has been this tension, again, within the MAGA movement for a very long time, between, sometimes folks call them groypers. If you've never heard that term, don't worry about it. You can Google it, but it's sort of this very, very far alt-right, Nazi-adjacent or explicitly Nazi-embracing faction within MAGA. And the face that MAGA presents to Americans, which is very pro-Israel. Weird. How can you have a group that is very pro-Trump and MAGA, right, that is explicitly anti-Semitic, and at the same time have Donald Trump have like higher approval ratings in Israel than Benjamin Netanyahu, the same guy who said at the after the Charlottesville rally, we have good people on both sides. Talking about, again, neo-Nazi folks. So this has now come full circle. MAGA is in a full tilt meltdown about this. How did this all kick off? Okay, last week, Tucker Carlson, the guy who was exiled from Fox News, who is largely responsible for J.D. Vance's political ascendancy because he talked about him all the time. He interviewed him on Fox News. He was like, J.D. Vance is the best guy ever. That Tucker Carlson welcomed onto his podcast, which if you haven't seen it, don't bother, but it has this like weird like lodge vibe. There's like antler chandeliers. Anyways, I'm digressing. Tucker Carlson brings onto his podcast a Holocaust-denying anti-Semite named Nick Fuentes. Remember also, Nick Fuentes was welcomed by Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago alongside Kanye West, or the artist formerly known as Kanye West, now known as Ye, who also has said deeply anti-Semitic things. Why is that okay for Donald Trump to do and still claim support from Jewish people? Okay, I don't know. But this is the fissure. Right? In one breath, Donald Trump appealing to neo-Nazis, the KKK, and other racist groups in the United States, while at the same time talking out of the other side of his mouth and being like, I'm the best friend of Israel ever. So this has now consumed MAGA. There are people drawing battle lines all over the place. One person is another conservative commentator, influencer by the name of Ben Shapiro. He called it on Monday the most important thing happening in the country. I'll just set aside the people going hungry part. But for Ben and the MAGA-verse, because they don't care about people going hungry, yep, the fissure over the Nazi, anti-Semitic, Holocaust-denying, not insignificant faction of the MAGA movement squaring off against the public positioning of the MAGA movement is a problem. And let's remember, this isn't the first indicator of this, right? Again, Donald Trump hosting Ye and Nick Fuentes, this Holocaust-denying Nazi sympathizer at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump, good people on both sides after Charlottesville. Again, not new, but newly exploding into view during Trump's second term. I have some of what Nick Fuentes has said. Jacob has been kind enough to cut all of this together for us. It was a yeoman task. Thank you, my friend. And it got worse. So it wasn't just Tucker Carlson and Nick and his friendly interview with this Nazi. The Heritage Foundation, their CEO, then publicly doubled down on their support for Tucker Carlson, and people are angry. I have all the details. I have all the receipts, as the kids like to say. I'm going to get into all of that with some of the sound from this groiper, this Nazi Nick Fuentes, who Donald Trump has welcomed with open arms at Mar-a-Lago. All that's next. You're not going to want to miss this. It is really important. Not as important as starving people, but important. All coming up next, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.